Hi, this is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood, America's first film Hollywood entertainment podcasting show, where blogging meets podcasting. Hi guys, it's MJ Ricardio, and still celebrating our season 12 of Blog Talk with MJ Ricardio, and of course with our new segment Blog Talk Hollywood. And thank you guys so much for being there. And now we reach our season 12, and we do have a special episode this week. It's actually a first episode this month of February of 2020. And I hope you guys are, you know, doing well in your house. This weekend is actually a Super Bowl weekend here in the United States. And if you guys outside the country, you guys be careful, because as you know, coronavirus is very, very popular. So take care of yourselves. And our next guest, he is a high caliber actor. He's been acting alongside with prominent actors in the Philippines, and he did portrayal of iconic roles such as Dr. Jose Rizal and the National Artist for Film, which is Gerardo de Leon. And without further ado, we have a special guest. Let's call him up. Dean Gomez. Guys, we got Dean Gomez on the other line. How are you, Dean?
Hi, MJ. I'm doing so fine.
Yeah, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to do your interview. And I heard that you just finished doing this gig of yours, which is a very popular primetime series in the Philippines. Talk about it.
With FPJ Ang Provinciano. I have a little bit of short stint in FPJ Ang Provinciano, but then we got about 3 episodes that included me in that. But then one of that episode, most of the scenes are focused on my story. So I had action, drama.
I know. That's pretty pretty interesting. And how did you manage to prepare for those characters? Can you elaborate that more?
Oh, the preparation.
Yes.
During this, in the shoot, we don't get to prepare that much, because when the director calls for the actors, we need to perform right away. So I think the preparation that I have is from my education from the previous years, because from the workshops, from the practices. So I think those experiences that I had made me prepared every time that the director will call me. But for the role, I think I didn't prepare that much days before that, because I prefer to sleep for because the shoot is 20 to 24 hours. So if I get home, I sleep, and then when I get to the set, I just memorize the script, just wait for the director to
cue. Yeah, you did fantastic. I saw most of the episodes. I know prior to our interview, you said that you kind of, I don't know, you have no time to really internalize the character, but you know, you have to be in the top of your game doing these things. And I know Coco Martin commented about you're acting with alongside with him. Talk about that experience.
I remember that because during the shoot you don't get to prepare that much. You get to internalize. Unlike in theater, you get to prepare for several hours. Then you set aside for one whole day to just one whole day to just figure out the character, figure out everything about the character. But then in this shoot in television, you don't get to do that. You get the script, and then right away you should internalize in just 30 seconds and then deliver your line. And at first, in the first days, I am having a hard time with that setup. But then on the succeeding days of the shoot, I get the hang of it. And that's when Coco Martin, that's when we had an episode, with, a scene with Coco Martin. I think there was about 5 days shooting day. And because I'm prepared for that, I've been doing that past internalization for about 5 days. Then when he told me to do this, do that, he gave me like a long list of instructions. I did everything right. And then after the scene with, it's a drama scene actually.
Yes.
After the drama scene, he told me that, very good, Dean, you did well. And then he tapped my shoulder.
Yeah, so that's an amazing experience. Well, with that said, speaking of theater, talk about your experience in theater. And I know I heard that you played a famous character. Well, a famous is actually Philippines national hero, Dr. Jose Rizal.
Oh, yeah.
And talk about that character. And did you have to read all his books? Do you have to watch the film? How did you prepare for this character, Dr. Jose Rizal, on theater?
Well, I didn't get the role immediately because it was given to a celebrity before. So, but then but that celebrity is like really tall, so they found someone a little shorter because
shorter.
Dr. Jose Rizal is short.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
So when I came in, so
oh, lucky
I'm
you!
Not really the first choice.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not the first choice for the role.
Hey, but you know what? You nailed it. I see the way. I mean, the way your look, the hair, everything embodied Dr. Jose Rizal. And what are the challenges playing this character?
Maybe that's the first challenge because I know that I'm not the first choice. So I need to step up. I need to prove to them that I am good enough. I am good. I have the same ability and skill, the same for that celebrity guy. So that's what I did. I did my research. I watched movies like the Jose Rizal version of Cesar Montano and also Alden Richards. Their movies are really great, and then I watched them, then I got some insights and then got some tips from their acting, and I just attended rehearsals day in and day out.
Yeah, it's amazing. And imagine you're playing this iconic character, and now moving forward you played the iconic as well. I know it was shown recently on people's television in the Philippines. His name is Gerardo or Gerardo De Leon. He is a national artist for films in the Philippines. And how is that like? I mean, you're playing all of these iconic historical people. How does it feel to play this character? How did you prepare for this?
It's really crazy because I didn't expect to have that big role.
It is a big deal, yes.
Like a span of 5 months, or like a span of 5 months, I did Rosario, I did Gerardo De Leon, than I did as in FBJ Provincial. So it's really still a shock for me. I get to like relive every moment.
Yeah, right now. You know, you're basically living your dream. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. For Gerardo De Leon, I got to, maybe I just prepared to just read his Wikipedia and then also ask the director and also the other staff what about his life. Because some of the staff during the shoot are in their senior years, like in 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. And then they got to work with Gerardo De Leon. Gerardo De Leon died somewhere in 1980s. So I didn't know about him really that much. So I didn't know about him at all. So I need to ask the senior people in the staff about his life, about how he works, how he moves. Is he like an aggressive director or just a kind director, sincere one? They told me that he's in the middle. He's very kind and very he moves very sincere, and then he doesn't really that shout a lot.
Yes, wow.
That's what I remember about him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's well said, Dean. And now you're playing all these iconic roles. So what's next for you?
Well, for now, I really want to rest. Because I haven't got any sleep.
Yeah, and yes, time. Absolutely. And I know it's a lot of hard work. I know you are doing this. I know, although you're not here in Hollywood, but you're doing a Hollywood style in the Philippines because you are showcasing your talent in a big scale. You're doing it on national TV. You're doing it with, national artists in the Philippines. You're playing those characters. And I heard that you're also an athlete. So can you talk about that a little bit? You've worked with the recent SEA Games.
Yes, yes. That's my other hobby. Before around 2014, I've been acting since 2004 when I was still in high school. Then in 2014, I stopped acting for what reason? I'm in a crossroads. I didn't know what to do with my life. Then I entered sports. Uh-huh. That's when I entered sports. I stopped acting everything about acting in commercials, TV, movies, mm-hmm. And theater. I cut myself off from all the people and then entered
wow.
sports.
And then before you cut it out, but guess what? You played the Jose Rizal, you played the Gerardo De Leon, and now you did the primetime television, which is like the top series there in the Philippines. So you're doing the Philippine version of Hollywood over there. And I know you have a background as a commercial model, theater, acting on TV. So are you open to do acting on films as well?
Of course. I would love to, because here in the Philippines you don't get to act only in one area, in one segment. Like in Hollywood, there are actors for TV only, and then actors for film and actors for theater. Here in the Philippines, you do everything. If you're an actor, you should be open to do theater, TV, and film as well.
Yeah, they do it both. We do it both here, and like for example, I know you're a movie star. You could do TV now because there is a new show called The Morning Show. So if you recognize Jennifer Aniston, she's doing a TV. It's like a web series originally from Apple, and she's also a movie star. So she's doing both. So you have to really.
And she won a SAG Award.
Yes, she did. She's very good on that. I don't know if you've seen The Morning Show. It's really like a morning show, because, you know, I've done it before behind the scenes. That's how it works. in the industry. Sometimes it's not all about what you want, it's the whole entire, you have to look at it in the big picture, not just on your own. But anyway, congratulations for all your achievements. Keep up the good work, Dean. And I know, what is your dream role, Dean?
Dream role? For now, I really, really want to continue what I started with FPJ for my channel. Something towards drama and a little bit of action. Mm-hmm. Something that that would cater my crying skill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really love to portray roles like that. Someone very sensitive and someone on the verge of all the emotion. I really like roles like that.
That's amazing.
A dramatic actor, mm-hmm. perhaps. Yeah.
I know you have a social. You're very busy on social media. I invite everyone to follow you on social media.
Yeah. Hi everyone. You can like my page, Acting Folio of Dean Gomez, or you can like type in Facebook at Dean Namita. That's DeanNamita. You can use also that code or username to search me on Instagram and Twitter, or you can just type Dean Gomez. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook by just using the keyword Dean Gomez. That's D-E-N-E Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z.
Okay, we'll give you two last questions. What is your favorite Filipino food, and where is your favorite place in the Philippines?
Filipino food, definitely Lumpiang Shanghai. I would never trade Lumpiang Shanghai with any food here in the Philippines. Or even the Lumpiang Shanghai that is badly cooked, I still like it.
Oh boy.
I really, really love
Lumpiang Shanghai. That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. And so what is your favorite place in the Philippines?
Favorite place? Honestly, it's my bedroom. I don't know. I really, really like my... I like every place in the Philippines. Like,
so you just like to sleep.
Other places. And then I really... I am always excited to go home.
That's good. That's a good answer.
Davao, to a really, really good beaches. I enjoy it, but then there's no the happiness that I get when I decided to go home. I'm always very, very excited. And,
like, yeah, you must be like working super. Yes. That's amazing, Dean. Thank you so much for giving us this moment, and congratulations, and looking forward to more projects to you, Dean. Don't go away. Don't go away.
Of course.
Guys, you just heard Dean Gomez. He is actually a high caliber actor, theater, and commercial model from the Philippines, and / athlete as well. So that is a very special episode. This is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. So now, Dean, who are your influences, and talk about your mentors in acting?
Initially, I'm thinking of Bobby Martino. I just met him last year, but then he inspired me so much because he is an actor on stage and now on TV as well and film. And also he coaches me with acting. That's why I really dig what he says, because he's not just a coach. He also applies the things that he teaches me to himself. I can, and also the way he teaches me is that he shows me how to do it.
Yeah, that's great, because yeah. I know Bobby Martino, he's the one of the original cast of Miss Saigon in West End and on Broadway as well.
Yes, and he's got a whole more decades of experience than anybody in theater.
Well, yeah, I mean, he made it big in the West End and on Broadway. That's the biggest that you could get. And anyway, who are your influences in acting aside from your mentor, Bobby Martino? Who else? Who influences you to do acting?
I think the influences that I get is a collection of every movie that I get to see since I was a child.
Like who?
Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke, yeah, he's a very good actor.
Yeah, he stars in my favorite film, the Sunset Before series, Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and Before Midnight. Mm-hmm. Will Smith, because every time I watch him, he's not pushing himself to cry and pushing himself in the drama. He just be in that character, and I really like it about him. Mm-hmm. In the local scene, Judy and Santos, and also Jericho Rosales. I think that's the two main actors here in the movie that I really, really admire.
Oh, that's great.
Bobby Martino, really.
Yes,
because
yes.
I get to see of Bobby course. Martino live.
I know, that's pretty amazing.
Live. That's why he's at the top of my list.
Yes, yes,
more
absolutely.
Than any actors I see on screen.
Yes, absolutely.
Bobby Martino. And also, I get to message him on Facebook. That's why I really, really love him.
Okay, that's amazing. Yes, that's amazing. Well,
hi, this is Dean Gomez, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Hi guys, this is MJ Ricadio and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. And you know, we are celebrating our, well, actually this is a season 11 kickoff. And you know what, it's such an honor to meet this particular guest of ours. And we are live right now at the Gray Market here in, actually part of Cubao. It's part of the arena at the center. You got the feel of East New York and a bit of Los Angeles. We are inside the Gray Market. It's an amazing place here, you guys, in Quezon City. So, yep. And if you haven't checked it out, you could come here and do it. Anyway, he is the original cast of Miss Saigon in West End and on Broadway. And I know he's celebrating 30 years. Wow. He's come a long way, and without further ado, we got our talented guest. His name is Bobby Martino, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, hi, how you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing very
well. Yes, you look very urban, very hip-hop-ish. I feel like I'm in New York with your vibe and with your...
New York for the last 17 years.
Yes, yes. I mean... You've done this, you're the original cast, and how is it like living from suitcase to suitcase? You're living in New York and now you're back in Manila. Tell us about your experience in a nutshell.
Well, we are the pioneering cast. When they were casting from Miss Saigon, the final audition should be LA and New York. But they realized that the people that they really wanted to cast are either half Filipino or they have Filipino blood. So before they proceed with the final auditions, Cameron had an idea. Why don't we go to Manila? and then they found 14 Filipinos, and they brought us to London to open the world premiere of the epic musical Miss Saigon.
Wow. Did it change your life?
It changed my life because when Cameron was asking us, so what do you guys do? I said, I'm an architect. Junik said, I'm an engineer. Laya said, I'm in pre-med. None of us even said, I'm a theater actor. Because during that time, 30 years ago, theater was for people who can afford to do theater. You're not really paid well, and you're doing Broadway musicals, so you have to be equipped with the command of English language. So it is for the elitist. But all of that has changed now, and coming back here, my original cast also have established their own theater company.
That's amazing. Yes, I was able to meet Pinky Amador.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so, I know it's not just Miss Saigon. You've done other musicals. Can you tell us about it? And how did you, I don't know, when you have a new character, do you have to like immerse yourself with that particular character, or do you have to study, you have to watch a movie? Tell us about it.
The beauty of doing musicals, I played Judas twice. I played Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar, mm-hmm. and I played Judas in Godspell. Mm-hmm. And since it is a revival, they want a new take on the role.
Wow, that's
and quite my secret is I put everything into a Filipino perspective. So all my reviews, the Filipino Judas of Bobby Martino takes a new kind, because I always draw from what's in so that the performance will always be truth. But if I am Filipino, my biggest heritage and my biggest arm, because with Judas I was competing with a lot of Black Americans, and they all sound Black Americans. Mm-hmm. Singing their heads off as Judas. I, on my final auditions, I moved my chair right in front of the panel, mm-hmm. and I whispered every word to them.
Wow.
And that is my instinct and my gut that says, you know what? Why do we have to scream this?
Exactly. So you created your own, even though yes. it's already been played, you created your own character.
Yes.
So people can remember you for it.
Yeah.
But you know what? You paved the way of Filipino actors.
Yes.
And what can you give them as an advice for those who wanted to make it in this kind of industry?
The best lesson I've ever learned from my mentor is Nestor U. Torre. Mm-hmm. If people could remember him, he was Elvira Manahan's co-host in Two for the Road. But he's also an Oxford-Cambridge graduate, and he established theater here. And the very day before I was leaving for Miss Saigon, we passed by his rehearsal. And this leading lady couldn't get into her character. And what he told this leading lady, you know why you couldn't get her? Because she's a good person.
Oh.
Are you a good person?
Oh, God.
So Broadway now is very exacting. Mm-hmm. There's no acting. You have to invest your full self. So the real secret is live a full life, observe a lot of people, and always bring your own take, because you are authentic on your own. You are an original creation, especially for revivals. Mm-hmm. If you're given a role, do your own take. If you're in a foreign country, do what would a Filipino would do.
That's well said. I'm glad you touched on that with your Filipino culture. You never forget to be you share the Filipino culture to a world stage.
Yes.
And what are you working on now? Tell us about it. I know your fans, all the theater fans, will be excited about your comeback. And tell us about your upcoming projects.
My upcoming projects, I want to develop Filipino musicals. I want to help bring them on stage. And the wide goal and the dream is to bring a Filipino musical on Broadway. And it's possible here because you collect the best writers, the best composers, the best actors, make it work in Manila, keep doing it again and again. Like, we have musicals. Rock of Ages has run for 7 years now.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. They're doing very well.
If we put Rock of Ages in English, it's ready to open on Broadway.
Exactly.
So we have it here.
Exactly.
The beauty of it is the Filipino is now on the level of world stage. We are no longer considering world stage. We are the Filipino class that's ready for the world.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's well said. And so when you are not doing anything, I mean, what do you do to unwind? I know you've done... No, I recently met you in a first ever, historical moment in Abra, which is the province of the Philippines,
yeah.
First Heritage Film Festival. How is that like performing for your kababayan over there?
It's... When I go to... Like, it's my first time in Abra. I've never been there. I like traveling. We have 7,700 islands. If we go to an island every day, it will take us 125 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I don't go and like, am I going there for prestige? No, I'm going there to discover that new little town, to sing for the people, and my... Since my source of inspiration and performance is being Filipino, can you imagine me? Now I have an Abra side in me.
That's amazing, because that's where I met you, me being there, and then now we're talking in this a new segment of mine, Blog Talk Hollywood.
Yes.
And so, yeah. Did you know the last person I've interviewed, actually, he was... A secretary of Hollywood Foreign Press. We got Steve Harvey.
Yes.
Yep. So you paved the way. I think you deserve to be here. You deserve to be heard. And Filipino is doing very well. And Filipino Americans in Hollywood at large. So I'm glad that you said yes with this interview. And we really, it's such an honor to meet you.
You've said earlier, Miss Saigon is 30 years now.
Yes.
By next year, I want every Filipino who's ever done Miss Saigon to do a concert celebrating the Filipinos of Miss Saigon.
It's beautiful.
Celebrating their stories, celebrating their journeys, and celebrating all of their achievements worldwide.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Bobby. And I thank you for this opportunity to... we want everyone, non-Filipinos, to know about the Filipino talents, that we are indeed world-class.
Yes.
So this has been a great episode. This is a... usually, this is a Theater Broadway episode, so it's great. And we are actually a Blog Talk Hollywood kicking off the Season 11. And we celebrated our... we are now going for 6 years on April next year, so it's amazing. And just to tell you guys, this month is, we are celebrating a Filipino American History Month. So we applauded all the people that made a big difference in America, Filipinos globally in general. So it's been a great, great episode. This is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Hi, this is Bobby Martino, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.